Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, as flexible as we can be here in Circles of Change and calling coast to coast, as well as north to south and intercontinentally, it's always a pleasure to welcome an in-studio guest, in particular someone from Tucson. So I welcome Kathy Wilson. How are you today, Kathy?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me here.
It's a real pleasure. Let me introduce Kathy. She's lived in Tucson for 5 years following the completion of a PhD in gerontology from the University of Massachusetts in Boston in 2008 as a returning student. Kathy worked in the aging services for over 20 years, launching from the hospitality industry when her employer at the time, Marriott International, decided to enter the world of senior living services. Kathy shifted thus from the hotel division to managing continuing care retirement community in the Philadelphia suburbs. She fell in love with the older adult services field and decided to learn more about what makes them and us tick by going back to school, and how timely that was for the 78 million baby boomers in particular that are facing those life decisions as things move forward. Since arriving in Tucson, Kathy has worked for the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona as Director of Senior Impact Strategies, also at the Jewish Family and Children's Services Organization, before accepting the position of Executive Director of the firm we're going to talk about today, which is ITN Greater Tucson, and that stands for Independent Transportation Network of Greater Tucson. Kathy has served also as a volunteer for the Arizona Direct Care Workers Association, the Elder Initiative, and the Neighbors Care Alliance, all projects related to elders. So would you ever thought, did you do the math or look at the timeline, that shifting into elder care services 20 years ago was going to put you square into one of the biggest emerging business sectors in the country?
Well, at that time, no, I wasn't looking at the demographics. I was just acting on my heart in the love for what I did, and made the transition in a very timely, in a time and place that made sense to me.
Yeah, isn't that right? So sometimes it can be a mindful strategy, and otherwise it's luck. What is it? Chance favors the prepared mind, I guess, is what Louis Pasteur would say.
Well, and I think sometimes those things combine unconsciously, that if I really thought about it now and I was able to put together the skills I had in the business world with my treasure of my grandmother, I think a lot of people who transition or work in the aging services field have a grandmother story.
So do share that story with us, because that is a great place to start.
Well, My grandmother was a very important part of my life from the time that I was born. I spent every weekend at our house. She was my fun person.
Yep.
That my parents obviously took care of me during the week, but we went to grandma's house for fun. And that continued through my whole life, even when she moved to Florida. And she lived to the ripe old age of 92, I'm mm-hmm. happy to say.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I had her for a long time.
And so watching and actually she was living remote from you then, a good part of your life, it sounds like.
Right, right. So, of course, I went to visit her frequently in Florida and just always stayed connected.
And then also know the realities then of trying to support her, I suspect, and community in general, so she could maintain an independent lifestyle as long as possible.
Right. It is an important value for probably all of us to think about our independence and our freedom. That's one of the things that our country is built on, and we internalize that as individuals. And as we age, some things change that may cause us to think that, gee, I don't know if it's possible for me to maintain my independence. But we all strive to develop the strategies that will allow us to do that.
I think that's really true. So ITN, so Independent Transportation Network of Greater Tucson, could you frame up the problem then, Kathy, that the organization is addressing?
Well, ITN, Independent Transportation Network, is really tackling one of the hard conversations that we want to have today, which we don't want to have today, yeah. Which is, when is it time to stop driving? Or if you're a child of an aging adult, when is it time to take the keys away from mom? You know, those are really, really difficult conversations. Because why? Because especially in a city like Tucson, where we have some public transportation, but it's not available to everybody, we depend on the car, and the car symbolizes our independence and our freedom. And the thought of not being able to get where we want to go when we want to go is really daunting.
And I would add even something more than that. And those who are millennials, or even those that are in the Y generation listening, you may not relate to this, but many of our seniors, and certainly even baby boomers, a lot of who we are was based on the car. It started our ability to have freedom as a 16-year-old, just the whole love affair with the car. And our identity was shaped by whether we bought a two-door or a four-door or whatever. And granted, I know my son now is more interested in building a computer than rebuilding a car, like his dad has done multiple times over, and I have as well, being an engineer. But the car represents so much more than just something that gets us from A to B.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can certainly personally relate to that. As I grew up in New York City, but even as a New York City resident, when I turned 16, the first thing that I wanted to do is get the license, and I did. Compared to my stepdaughter today, who's 26 and doesn't drive and is really not concerned about learning how to drive. It's really a different shift, but it is. And I had a hard time understanding that. Obviously, now I accept that, but it was so much a part of my own identity that's really how the boomer generation and the generation before me looks at the car.
And every bit has been reinforced in marketing, in the movie, in books, in the splash of products, absolutely. So INT Greater Tucson, I keep saying that, it's ITN Greater Tucson, is a volunteer organization, and you might want to explain the model, what you're bringing to fore here.
Sure. I'd like to first frame it in that we're part of a national organization. So we're an affiliate of ITN America. And ITN America was started in Portland, Maine about 15 years ago. And its founder, Catherine Frund, had a personal situation that drove her in this direction. She had an elderly driver who unfortunately hit her son with his car, and he really shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Now her son survived, and he's thriving today, but what that did was it forced Catherine to look at, instead of saying, oh, poor me, why did this happen, what can I do about this? You know, Portland, Maine, it was a relatively rural area. There were no really good alternatives for this man. So it became her life's work then to develop this model of transportation that does provide an alternative that allows somebody an option when it's time to no longer be behind the wheel. So now she has about 28 affiliates across the country, and we joined officially as an affiliate last November and have been in the startup phase of organizing ourselves so that we're able to provide excellent customer service here very soon, next month.
So how does the model work? Explain what this is all about.
Okay, so the model is designed for adults 60 and older, and adults of any age with visual impairment. And we're a membership organization. So if you're 60 and older, or you have visual impairments, you can join us as a member, and that entitles you to our services. And what makes us a little bit different from some other transportation options is that we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we'll drive to any destination. And the idea behind that is there's more to life than going to the doctor's appointments and going grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those things are very important, obviously, for us to maintain our health, but it's also important that we stay engaged in the community and socially, that we keep our connections, and that we have the opportunity to participate in the things we've enjoyed throughout our whole life. So you join as a member, you set up what we call a personal transportation account. So you can fund that transportation account with, say, $50 to anticipate the cost of your rides for the upcoming month. And we engage volunteer drivers to take you to your destination. And so the members can call us any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to arrange their ride. And then we set up a structure of fees for the rides based on miles and based on the miles that they are driven. So,
and if I recall, that you've got that a ride costs $4 for the pickup and $1.50 per mile.
Right.
And so in a town that's a smaller size as Tucson is, that's a pretty reasonable thing as opposed to if someone had to go and call a cab.
That's right. It's a reasonable and in addition, it's a personal service. You know, one of the things that I like about being affiliated with ITN America is they provide you with the research and the background that validates what it is you're doing. So, for example, the older adults are often reluctant to take a taxi. So there are a lot of barriers to transportation for older adults. Mm-hmm. They're reluctant to take a taxi. It was a little surprise to me when I read this, but they're concerned about safety. They're concerned about some stranger, the taxi driver, knows where I live, et cetera.
Right,
so that's
right.
A concern. They're also, from a different perspective, they're concerned about asking their family all the time to take them for rides. And that's especially true when it's something that's as they consider non-essential or discretionary.
To go to my bridge club.
Right.
I want to go and see the sunset from a different vantage point in town.
Exactly. So we're trying to break those barriers by giving the older adult an alternative that they feel good about, that they feel comfortable with.
So that you're a not-for-profit, and that people buy in with a membership of so much per month, and then so much if they're more than one member of the family. So tell us then about the drivers, the volunteers, how you screen them, and what kind of training they might have, and so on. How are you ramping that up?
Great. The drivers, we are recruiting from from the neighborhoods. You know, what we expect is even though Tucson is a small city, its geography is pretty wide. And so we recognize that people who live in Oro Valley might not want to go to the east side Tucson to volunteer. So the strategy is to make sure that as we're recruiting volunteers, we're looking at their needs, their desires, their wants, and fitting our structure around them and not putting them into something that says you have to be here at a certain time and volunteer these many hours. So in terms of the background and the screening, we'll do a criminal background check, which is a national search for their past 7 years worth of addresses. So it's a pretty extensive criminal background check. And then we'll do a motor vehicle driving record check. And what we expect out of that is that they have a clean criminal record, but a clean driving record for the last 3 years, meaning no moving violations for the last 3 years. And then we provide them with some common sense training about what to expect in dealing with older adults,
right,
and what may be some things to think about in providing the service.
And do you envision, for the sake of that safety or that personal connection side, that in time, that for a given individual that wants to use their service, they will have two or three people that will be their regular drivers, do you even think?
You know, it's hard to know that.
Yeah.
I think the affiliates around the country, what I've learned from ITN America is that the people who volunteer for this kind of an organization, they want to make a difference and they want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some services that create a whole day or a whole experience worth of companionship, where you have a driver pick you up and stay with you in whatever it is you're doing and drive you home. In this model, we envision having many drivers on the road all day long, so that we can we can be there. So there are issues around, you know, you can get to, I'll use the doctor's appointment that is the easiest example, but you get to your doctor's appointment at a specific time. The time that you need to be picked up is somewhat flexible, but you don't want to have to wait. When you're finished, you want to go home. So our vision is that we'll have enough drivers on the road that when you call and say, okay, I'm ready to be picked up, we can dispatch the person that's closest to you to get you back to your home as quickly as possible.
Which is not unlike some of the innovative models that have allowed transportation. For example, back in the city you did your doctorate degree in, Boston, the whole zip car concept is you go in, swipe your card, you borrow a car for X amount of time, you return it to here, and there's another one. Or you can go to Washington, D.C. now, and with a credit card, zip through and grab a bicycle, ride it to the museum, and then lock it back up or turn it over to the organization, then come out of the museum and grab a different bike to get to the next site that you want to go to. So the volunteers that are doing this is with their own vehicles, right?
Right. It's in their own personal vehicles. And obviously we ask them to maintain a certain level of insurance. And, you know, people often ask about that and, mm-hmm. and how can I feel safe if I'm putting my loved one in a volunteer's car. So a volunteer maintains their own insurance, but then as ITN Greater Tucson, we have an umbrella policy, insurance policy that covers things over and above what an individual's insurance policy might not cover.
And so it's interesting that the benefits that you see for volunteers, of course, in general, people who volunteer know there's tremendous amount of psychic income for getting out of your own way in terms of appreciating and having empathy for someone else's challenges. But you've really created a system that you are basically giving it forward because volunteers can bank the miles they actually drive to use later on in their own life or pass it on to someone else.
Right. That is one of the nice benefits and features of our volunteer experience, that as a volunteer, you create a transportation account for yourself, and you can bank those miles. If you anticipate that you may need to use our services in the future. But the other nice things there are, if you have a mom who lives in Connecticut and you're here in Tucson, you can bank those volunteer hours and use them to pay for your mom's rides in Connecticut.
Connecticut, if there's an affiliate there.
Right.
Brilliant.
Right. Or you can use those to pay for your mom's ride if she lives here in Tucson, too. I mean, the same
idea. Or when my mom comes here from Connecticut to retire, then I'm all set.
That's right.
That's another way. I'm sorry.
And the third way that a volunteer can use those miles is they can donate them to somebody in Tucson who might be of lower income and not be able to afford the rides themselves. And if I just made the last benefit to volunteers that I forgot about but reminded myself of this morning is the individual health benefits to a volunteer. That there was a study done by the Corporation for National Community Service, the people that give us VISTA and AmeriCorps and SeniorCorps. And what they found is that people who volunteer, even at younger ages, tend to have longer longevity.
Absolutely, yeah.
They have increased mobility in their older ages and less incidence of heart disease. So lots of health benefits for volunteers as well.
Yeah, which I don't think a lot of people know to think through. But, you know, we kind of go back to the what starts the whole problem, what are the problem you're trying to solve. There's nothing tougher than having that conversation with a loved one that says, I think it's time for you to turn the keys over. You know, and particularly when you're faced with the concern about their safety and the safety of others that are on the road.
Right. So in terms of the conversation about themselves, what we're trying to do is make that conversation easier by giving them an alternative
yes.
that feels good and feels comfortable. And, you know, the thing that we often don't think about is the public safety, that if we have fewer people, obviously, on the road who shouldn't be on the
mm-hmm,
road,
mm-hmm.
our roads are safer for all of us. And so if we can combine all of that in our services, we really are benefiting the community.
So, Kathy, you were approached to become executive director of this organization. You know, just back me up, having been involved in running a continuous care facility, you know, deciding to pursue gerontology and studies in that area, and now talking about movement Do I see a common thread through here? Maybe you could explain that to me.
Well,
were you a car nut as a kid, in other words, too?
I see, so in terms of the gerontology and the transportation connection, I really see transportation as the key to so many things. It's not about the transportation itself. It's about my quality of life. It's about my ability to stay connected with my friends. It's about my ability to participate in the economy, if that's mm-hmm. what I enjoy, to go shopping, to to go to the arts and the cultural events that are so great here in Tucson and still feel safe and comfortable doing it. So that's how I see transportation as the end result of what transportation gets me. And it gets me to my doctor's appointments mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. There are many people who just skip doctor's appointments and they, so therefore their health suffers. And so does the doctor's business suffer. You know, the physician practice itself suffers because they have time that they could have been using in different ways.
So again, we're speaking with Kathy Wilson. The organization is about to launch called the Independent Transportation Network. It's itngreatertucson.org. You can learn more by going on their website that's launching. So from where are you going to operate?
Well, we have an office that's on Stone, just south of Prince. Mm-hmm. And we'll be a small office and continue to be a small office because we want to conserve our resources and make sure
this is not about overhead. Exactly,
we're putting our services where they belong. So it's a nice location. And what I hope for that location is when volunteers feel comfortable that they'll use it as a place to just come in and hang out and find out more information about issues related to older adults.
Because I think you're right. This is as much an education venue as it is what you're actually going to execute, because people aren't mindful or versed enough on it until you become the caregiver of an elder person.
That's right.
You know, or you have someone who's disadvantaged and does have vision impairment.
That's right. That's right.
So you're right now recruiting for members and volunteers?
We are recruiting for members and volunteers, and I would encourage people to look at our website for more information about what our organization is all about, and also to apply to become a member or apply to become a volunteer. And that's www.itngreatertucson.org, or they can call me. I love to talk to people.
You bet.
It's 520-209-1645. And in terms of volunteers, if you want more information about volunteering and what it's all about, I'm holding an information session on Thursday, this coming Thursday at 9:30 at the CareMore facility on North Stone. And I don't remember the exact number, but it's a CareMore office right near Sam's Club on North Stone.
Well, in fact, that's probably how this is going to take off, is you're going to have other partners that are all connected in the elder service community that'll launch on. Again, for our listeners, it's itngreatertucson.org, or you can call Kathy Wilson at 520-209-1645. And volunteers are going to be screened. This is for as little as a 2 hours a month commitment, all the way to 2 hours a day.
Exactly.
So fit with your schedule, and a great opportunity to see cross-generational learning and sharing and flexibility for people so important to our community. Thank you very much, Kathy, and all the best. We'll look forward to tracking your progress.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here today.
Indeed. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.